Chapter 1. One of Rebecca's favorite classes was science, not just because of the subject, but because of the teacher. Rebecca had a few science teachers in the past that were pretty great, but by far her favorite was her current science teacher, Mr. Woods. He was always thinking up new ways to teach them fun science concepts. Rebecca looked forward to his class because she saw science as just another mystery to solve. One day, Rebecca walked into Mr. Wood's class to see something very surprising. In the middle of his desk was a strange cylinder. In the middle of the cylinder, a small square magnet was floating in mid-air. "Wow," Rebecca said as she looked at it closely. "How is that happening?" she wondered. "Magic," Mr. Woods said as he stepped up behind his desk. "Oh, Mr. Woods, I don't believe in magic." Rebecca shook her head. As a detective, she had solved many mysteries. Some of them looked pretty magical at the start, but they always ended up being something much simpler than she expected. "Well, this is science magic," Mr. Woods explained with a grin. "Look." He opened a small door on the plastic cylinder and poked his finger against the magnet. It moved, but it still floated. "See?" he said. "No strings."
"Wow,"
Rebecca said with wide eyes.
"Oh, that old trick,"
Max laughed as he walked into class. Max was one of Rebecca's friends. His father was a scientist, so science was his favorite class.
"Don't tell Max," Mr. Woods warned him. "I want Rebecca to figure it out."
"Oh, she will," Max laughed. "Rebecca can figure anything out."
Rebecca smiled at Max. Then she looked back at the floating magnet. As the other students filed into the class, Rebecca continued to stare. No matter how much she thought about it, she couldn't figure out how the magnet could be floating in midair the way it was. It was really beginning to bug her.